Platform power, open source, and the limits of App Store leverage. Anki Droid, the Android client for the Anki Spaced Repetition flashcard system maintained by open source volunteers, is documenting a policy dispute with Google Play in a public GitHub issue that drew 150 points and 13 comments on Hacker News. Google Play's updated policy appears to treat donation links to Open Collective, a fiscal host handling tax compliance and financial infrastructure for open source projects, as a payments bypass requiring that financial transactions route through Google's billing infrastructure, which carries a revenue share for Google. The Anki Droid maintainers have no practical negotiating leverage against Google's distribution monopoly and face a choice between compliance, public resistance, or distributing outside the Play Store. The structural issue recurs whenever platform distribution meets open source sustainability. Antitrust law, specifically Section 2 of the Sherman Act of 1890, which prohibits willfully acquiring or maintaining monopoly power through exclusionary conduct, offers a theoretical avenue, but courts distinguish between having a monopoly, which is not itself illegal, and using dominant position to foreclose competition through means that would not make business sense. Google Play reaches essentially every Android user in markets where the store is available, making delisting or restriction an existential threat to an app's reach regardless of its legality or public benefit, absent their exclusionary effect. Proving both the power and the specific conduct and distinguishing legitimate business justification from anti-competitive pretext explains why such cases drag on for years, far beyond the resources of a volunteer-maintained open-source project. FastPartify, a speed-optimized Spotify interface at FastPartify, Rocks reached 469 points and 251 comments, making it one of the day's most discussed stories. The project addresses a documented complaint. The official Spotify application has grown progressively heavier as social features, podcast discovery, and algorithmic recommendation layers have accumulated, and FastPartify strips those back to deliver fast, functional music playback. The tool uses Spotify's existing API access rather than reverse engineering the client, keeping it on the right side of terms of service, for now. Commenters noted that fast, minimal wrappers around major platform APIs carry a historically short lifespan, as platforms tend to tighten API access specifically to prevent third-party clients from competing with their engineered experience. Doltlight, a fork of SQLite adding Git-style version control, branching, merging, diffing, and commit history for database state, generated 52 points and 36 high-signal comments. SQLite is already among the most widely deployed database engines in existence, running in smartphones, browsers, and embedded systems globally. DoltHub built Doltlight using approximately 2,000 AI-generated pull requests, with human review at critical junctures, and is being transparent about the methodology, treating the project as a real-world data point on agent-assisted software development at scale. Raven OS, an attempt to build an operating system achieving binary compatibility with Mac OS applications on non-Apple hardware using Darwin, FreeBSD, and Apple's open-source components, drew 115 comments split between genuine long-term optimism and skepticism from observers who have watched similar efforts stall, the key uncertainty being what fraction of Mac OS application. Early testers report the core functionality works, the branching and merging semantics translate cleanly to tabular data, consistent with DoltHub's experience on Dolt, its full database product. Behavior lives in the open source layer versus Apple's proprietary components.